Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Samuel 2 and 30, we've been talking for some weeks now about the subject of the honor of God. And this passage here is talking about a situation that happened with Eli and his sons. And I want to just read the last part of the 30th verse, and then I want us to pray a quick prayer and release our faith for utterance for the remaining portion of the service here. 1 Samuel 2:30, the last part of it, the Lord says, "For them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Them that honor me, what did God say? Can you count on that? Is that a fact? You honor Him, what comes next? He will honor you. Would you know it if He honored you and when He honored you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. And it's like the law of sowing and reaping. You sow and you reap. You sow honor, you reap honor. You sow honor to God, you'll reap honor from God. And so we talked about how to show honor. We live in a generation and a society that knows precious little about honor anymore. And some people know a little bit, but it's such an important thing concerning God and such a big part of His character and His person. I just don't see how you can understand much about God unless you know that He is a God of honor and a God of glory. And these two concepts are very close in Scripture. And with God, He knows the difference between good and evil. He knows what is valuable and what is not. These words, both honor and glory, have the meaning of heavy. And you'll see back in those days when you went to buy something, you didn't just pull out your credit card. You didn't just hand them paper money. If you wanted to buy something, you had to pull out your bag of gold or silver, and they pulled out the balances. And if it was expensive, you had to put a lot of gold on the pan to make it balance out. If it wasn't very expensive, just a little bit. So if it was heavy, it was expensive, which meant it was valuable. God, how many know God is valuable?
Amen.
And God knows what is valuable.
Amen.
Well, when you honor something, that means you see its value. You know its value, and you treat it like it's valuable. He went on to say, "Those that despise me will be lightly esteemed." So the opposite of honoring is despising. And despising covers a lot more ground than what we might think in modern usage of the word. To despise something can be as simple as going, "Ah, big deal. Whoop-dee-doo. So what?" That is despising a thing according to biblical understanding. And that's why we're teaching about these things, and I'm excited because I know it is connected to a stronger move of God in this church. Amen? Do you understand that there are a lot of churches today, and the preacher gets up and he opens the Scripture and he starts to read. He's not excited about it. The people are not excited about it. Everybody's watching their watch and going, you know, okay, ho-hum, I've done my religious thing for this week. When are we going to get through? Oh, he's reading the Scripture. They don't say it, but their mentality is big deal. Let's get through and go home. Well, that is not honoring God. And I mean, you're going to act like that, you get to the place where it'd do you just as much good to stay home. But we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We're to honor God. Amen? Get up on Sunday morning or Friday night or whenever church time is. Go in, do your best to fix yourself up so you look good. Amen? Wear your best clothes. Is that right? Get your offering together. Bring some faith in your heart. Come into the place where God's people meet together and lift up your heart and sing. Don't just look around. Sing. Amen. I'm serious. I mean, understand it's not honoring to God to sit there and tap your hand, look around, and go, well, look at them. Boy, they could lose a few pounds. You reckon they could get anybody to sing any better than that? Boy, he missed a note. Whew. Look at that. Wonder how much that tie cost. That is dishonoring to God. Because you're just being flippant and light about these things. No, you pull in the parking lot with honor. You treat the parking lot workers with respect. You treat the property with respect. Why? Because these are the things of God. And they're valuable. They're precious. They're to be honored. They're to be respected. You don't say, oh, do I have to tithe? Do I have to give? You stand up gladly. You offer it up with a heart. Amen. 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 When the Word of God is read or spoken, you respect it and go, oh, glory, that's the Word of God. Yeah. The Word of God. And the Scripture says, receiving it that way causes it to work effectively in you that believe, because you receive it as it is in truth, the Word of God. So we talked about how to show honor. We talked about reference, preference, deference, and conference. But last Sunday we began talking about the other side of this. When you honor God, what's going to happen next? He's going to honor you. And so I guess it's been two Sundays now that we've talked about how God honors us. And we've been talking about the fact one of the big ways that He honors us is by choosing us. Glory to God. Are you excited about this? Is that, if you were here, you know what I'm talking about. That God, the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, saw the end from the beginning. And out of all the billions that would ever be born and live, saw you, saw your heart, knew you'd say yes, knew you'd want Him, knew you'd reverence Him, and picked you. Chose you before you were ever born. Amen. Chose you. Oh, glory to God. Everybody say, chosen of God. Selected of God. Now that's something to think about. That's something to be happy about. Is that being honored when God picked you?
Amen.
Amen. He picked you to be a part of His family. Somebody says, well, you know, I picked Him. No. Mm-mm. Remember what Jesus said? You know, He said, you have not chosen Me. I chose you. He chose you to get you to revelation to even know that you needed to get saved. And to get you to a place where you could hear the Word and get enough faith to believe on Jesus. And be born and kept you alive long enough for it to happen. And a lot of people ran from God in here. You know, messed around for years. And God didn't forget you. He had picked you. Amen. And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. He doesn't change His mind. Everybody say, I am. Chosen of God. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful thing. God honors us by choosing us. He chose us to be born again. He chose us to be in the eternal family of God. He chose us to rule and reign with Him in the kingdom and age to come. Chose us. Not only that, He chooses us for specific jobs and ministries in the earth during our life down here. And that is an honor, isn't it? To be chosen of Him out of all the other people He could have picked. To be picked of Him to do a job for Him. All of us have a call on our life. Not everybody's called to stand behind a pulpit and teach and preach. In fact, it's a relatively small percentage of the body that are. But everybody has a call on their life to be a witness for Him in their respective profession and to be a witness for Him in their daily lives. And everybody has a gift or gifts and grace or graces that gives them unique abilities in the body and enables them to do the job that they're called to do. And when you realize God has put His finger on me and He says, I want you to do this, then you shouldn't go, oh, do I have to? That means you don't know what just happened here. He could have used somebody else. He could have picked somebody else, but He tapped you on the shoulder. Amen? And we need to think like this. You'll find around here, and our people that help us know this, it doesn't cut it to drag your feet and act like you don't want to do it around here. You'll be out. I don't mean out of the church. I just mean out of that job. Now, I don't know if you know what I mean, but I grew up in a little small church, and the pastor just had limited authority. They usually voted them in and out every 2 or 3 years, whether they needed to or not. You know, just keep something fresh going on. And there were no set song people or music people. It was whoever showed up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And a lot of times the pastor would, I'm thinking of specific Sunday mornings now, the pastor would get up and go, so-and-so, come up here and sing that special that we all like. And I don't mean once or twice, but many times they'd go, oh, pastor, you know, I'm not prepared this morning, or my throat's kind of scratchy, or no, y'all use somebody else. And sometimes he'd say, well, okay, Sister So-and-so, could you come sing that special for us? And she'd say, well, you know, brother, I'm not really prepared this morning. And sometimes go through 2 or 3 people before you'd get somebody. And sometimes people, you could tell purposely, you know, they really were planning on doing it, but they wanted you to beg them a little bit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Kind of make a deal. Oh, come on now. Come on, please. You know, oh, we like it so good. You do such a good. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, come on, please. You know, come. Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, please. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you seen this kind of thing? That is not okay. I said, that is not okay. Mm-mm. That is dishonoring to God, the church, the people in the church, the ministers. It's dishonoring.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks.